Shir Yud Beis and Suvos Chavkas Ol Heitov Shin Mem Alv 9/27/1981 on Sunday. Continue.
What does this say? So, this is mentions here the machleches in Gemara, in Yevamos that we test between Rav Chisda and Rav Moshe Bareishis, whether yes, here the Chacham Lakadom and Nato or Kumba say, or in here the Chacham Lakadom and Nato. Now, B'Shem Avayis, everybody agrees that yes, here the Chacham Lakadom and Nato, even with Eretz. I mean, the best example is when you first read Rosh Hashanah. Is on Shabbos, or the first day Sukkot is on Shabbos, so we the Raisel are clear to blow a shofar, the Chacham no misake. We shouldn't blow a shofar. Why? Because if you have to blow a shofar on Shabbos, and not everybody is walking blowing shofar, so you might be tempted to take the shofar to a walking expert, and you'll carry it to Shizrabi, and you'll bring it on yourself through Shabbos, or Bitzoya. So because of that, and the same thing is true of Lulev. So because of that, the Chachamim are misaking that he shouldn't blow the shofar on Shabbos. He shouldn't take the Lulev. Why? But his prevailer is, it's not only the Bishop, it's a Sefer Aderes that is our. It is a Mashiach too. So when the first day of Rosh Hashanah will be on Shabbos, so there will be no shofar. The first day Sukkot will be on Shabbos, so there will be no Lulev Bikurim. The Midrash is different. So, but there will be no Lulev Bikurim, even though there is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa to take a Lulev. Every Jew is going to take a Lulev on the first day of Sukkot, Bikurim. So the Chachamim Moreke, the Mitzvah, B'Shem Al Tais, even with that. But can the Chachamim be Eke, Dogon Nator, the Kumbasei? So Rav Chisda says, no. If he shows yes, like in the Yoga account. But with the Eretz now, Rav Yosef Bareishis says yes. So it's also have to be tailored from the Tomei of the Torah. In other words, you have a crowd of payers, and you have to think of Tomei Samaritan. So, and that crowd of payers is Torah, is not Tomei. And then you have a certain payer that is Tomei. You're not allowed to declare the payer that is Tomei as Tomei or Maisei on the crowd that is Torah, or vice versa. Suppose they have it. Now, neither I say, if they have it, it's okay. The whole thing is only rubber. So, neither I say, it's certainly effective if it was Matthew's Matamaratha. But suppose, did the Rabbanon? So, if he didn't be shaded, he didn't know of the Israel, so it was a problem. But if he didn't be amazing, So the Chacham constantly that it's ineffective. We also would, my also would go, Omar Afrike, where you also, where you come Kolika, that you are eat, live in a bottle of it. Now there is a free to hold that yes, we have a Chacham like a long material. Even the Kumba say, with David, here the Chacham were misaki, that you cannot be there in Atome Vatoya. So they say, suppose he did it amazing, so it's also a Likun. But also a Likun, this is the fear of Tommy, and this is the crop of fears that appear. And then he declared this, as Truma or Mindset, and this crop. So it's null and void, as if nothing happened. So if nothing happened, so that means you'll have to take off. You'll have to be Matrix again, and this crop of fears. And then it will be Matrix, and this crop of parents, so there will be Matrix and this crop of parents, so then there will be Misakel. And if when there will be Matrix and this crop of parents again, so this parent that he declared as Trumo, and Trumo, so is out there out in. How can it be allowed to make a tomato and say that question is good and first? So the creation was hard and became Trumo. A Zara is not allowed to be Trumo. And here the Chachamim said, it's not hard, the creation is not hard. So maybe he has to be Matrix again. If Matrix again, of course, until he's Matrix again, so he cannot partake of anything. But then once he's Matrix, he's stuck in the cloud. And then he'll be allowed, Esau will be allowed to eat of that favor, even though it was declared as Trumo before. After you look favor, what are we keeping? So how can you do it? Because yes, here I'm going to do it. Rabnas, Rabnas, Rabbein Shomar, we also will do Misakin as a Shabbat, Abu Tuna. So why? Because Rabnas, Rabbein Shomar, is after Rabnas, Rabbein Shomar, that in here the Chacham like it not there. So in any way, the Chacham cannot be misaking the Kur. He can only be misaking the Chumbet. In other words, that he cannot eat the crop, the Shirai, without making another Aposhe. But the Kure, he cannot be misaking. So that's the Machoke, between Rachid and Aposhe. So then the Gemara is the Kashi. So then, the Gemara is the Kashi. The Chivezi, so, Omar the Rabbi Rachid, with the door, the arm that we also be doing coming care, that to look at what we do, my time is here to do my posha with my fish. You need to live in the right side of the room and she's doing my posha for a whole room. The best mask in the room, Matere, Omar the Rabbi. So, Rachid said, the athlete is great, the best that he has to be in the room, Matere. But, if we do it, but now, have what, Mamzer, Mizer, Mizer, בישלי ממשיכי ממזר, אל מרישנה מה ישתיו, וישרוי מעליו, וקרששים אליי, וקרשים ממזרס, אומרי, הוכר אומר שמואל, עושה מה. So in other words, Rafchid de, but Rafchid de holds no, that when the Mishnah says, Vahavlad Mamzer, Mizeu Mizeh, Mizeu Mizeh, so it means that he's Mutar Mamzer. What it means, Havlad Mamzer, let's say, Hoisho, Shehola Bailo, Desayah. And then in that case, he testified that Bailo makes, so that what he is, the Chachomim or Misakim, that the Ribeho is never. Why? Because if you're Chemo, Shachmah, go to Seifo, he can't go to Koloso, he should like a Mitzvah, and so on. Alright. So, Bezdin was Matara to get married. But the reason as to why Bezdin was Matara to get married, because Bezdin relies upon her own. Upon our own, in other words, Bezdin tells the woman, we allow her, you are allowed to get married, if you are convinced that what the Idechot said is true, but if you have any misgivings, as to if you don't have full credence in what the Idechot says, then you're not allowed to get married. So when Bezdin passes to the woman that she's allowed to get married, Bezdin tells her that the Heter is based upon her woman, upon her conviction. Mimela sees the Heter is based upon her in the name, and Bezdin tells her at the very outset, if you are allowed to get married if you have absolute credence in the testimony of the Heter, because you have certain judgment, because you feel that if the devil had not testified the truth and the Baal is still alive, somehow he would communicate to you. That was the issue, is the position to have a very good judgment. So there's this matter of get married. But suppose she does get married. She marries another man and she has children with other men. Then the husband ultimately shows up. So it states in his own there, and the children that she has with the second husband, second husband, or even, let's say, after the husband shows up, she cohabits with the first husband, and she has a child with the first husband, so the child is also there. That's what the Mishnah says. Havlad mamza mizeumze. Bishlein the Mishnah mamza. We understand very well, because it turned out that she was an Ishishish when she married the second husband. The first husband was Ruben, and then she married Shimon. So she was an Ishishish, so he's a mamza. But he says that even if she has a child later on to the first husband, so he's also a mamza. Why is there? Is the child to this? So the first, the child to the second husband is a mamza with a wife, because she is an Ishishish wife. But why is the child, the offspring that she has, to the first husband, later on, also a mamza? And that's only a mamza with a wife. But the Mishnah says, Avlad Merishin Yachel Mamzer, it means that the child, the offspring she has, to the first husband, later on, after the first husband shows up, and so she, without getting a get from the second husband, so she lives again with the first husband, the child, the child. So that child is also a mamzer. He's only a mamzer of the Rabbon, because with the right say, she's his wife, she's still his wife. She never became the wife of the second husband. So why is he considered as a mamzer? Mimeo is allowed to marry mamzeret. So Bishlei and Mishnei mamzer, and Rishna ma'ishti, v'Yisroel ma'ayu, because Shavino is mamzeret, because you're mamzeret. Omalei hocha ma'ashmuel, also mamzeret. Even though the blood of Rishna is also mamzer, but the mamzeret is also. So he has a deal of the mamzer with chumre, but not with chumre to marry mamzeret. Mashenkei, Rafchizde, he said to Rabbi, no. He understood the Mishnah saying that when the Mishnah says Avlad Misheni, Misheni Mirishe, Manzer, so it means that Avlad Misheni is also a Manzer, and Nikoli Kuri is still the Manzer. He is allowed to marry Manzeret. Why is that? Because the story is not like the Latir. So we see, so anyway, there is a basic distinction. Now the question is, how is he allowed to marry Manzeret? The Avlad Merishin, how are you allowed to marry Mamzer? Why, Chachomim Nebikiach, to be Eikeya, the love of the Yovi Mamzer, the Kala Hashem? No, it's not that. You see, the Roshna Gemara is, the Ayikrei Vehodo Mutim. Why did the Gemara say Ayikrei Vehodo Mutim? Let the Gemara say, that the Chachomim are Eike, the Yisrael Truma Mizah, in such a situation. The Gemara doesn't say that the Chachomim are Eike, the Yisrael Truma Mizah. Gemara doesn't say that. But Gemara, or the Chachomim Ha'Eike and Yisrael Tema. Gemara says, Ha'Ikreve, Hodom Kiva. Hodom Kiva. That means that insofar as the Akira of the Yisrael per se is concerned, so everybody agrees that when they raise, Chachomim have no care to be a care, and Yisrael become by saying, Lidem. Become by saying, Bishop of Isaiah. Bishem Alpain said, he can't get it yet. So in other words, when the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, we can answer the Yamachuya to blow the shofar, the Chachomim were in care, the Chiv of Shofar. Just a simple idea, Chachomim were in care. And with Isha, the Chachomim of the Keach to be in care, the Isha, of Kochi Yechul Tzor, and Isha, with Isha, as a low bar account. So, but Mashiach, Akira and Beirens of the Isha, the Kumbah say, that's impossible. No one says that the Chachomim based Lachon has a care to be a care. A Nisa of God, I say, the Nisa of Chazal, the Nisa of Nomeo, the Nisa of Devil, the Nisa of Tromel Izzah, Ribeiro. We cannot be Akira. But Akira is not Chala Mikra. There cannot be an Akira who is a Mikra. The Akira is Chala Mikra Hashem. In other words, the Chachomim, according to Rav Chizkiah, the Chachomim had the keach to confer a Chalishem Mamzer and Samuel, whom the Chalishem is not a man. There is a Lochem, where the Mamzer is not a Mamzer, where the Mamzer is not a Hashem, Chal Mamzer is not a Shekor. So, now, this the blood from the Rishim of that this woman had. So, does not have the Chalishem Mamzer in the eyes, per se. But, do the Chachomim have a keach, as is yoke, to be misake, and to say, just as they have a keach, hefter is not keach. So what do you mean hefter is not keach? Even though in the eyes say, the one title to a certain woman is vested, but in Ruben, so if Besdin says, this title that is vested in Ruben, he found. From now on, it should be vested in Shimon. So then in the eyes say, Shimon becomes, by the mere fire, Shimon becomes the owner of that chayitz. So, according to Rav Chizkiah, whenever there is a question of the Chalishem, so the Chachomim have a keach to be mafkia the Chalishem in the Raisa, so then in the Raisa the Chalishem is mafkia. Because not because on the Raisa level per se, he doesn't have a Chalishem, but because the Chachomim said that the Chalishem should be mafkia. And the Chachomim have a keach to confer a certain Chalishem, so then he acquires that Chalishem. This is what this is in here. So he acquires that Chalishem. So anyway, so this is why Rav Chizkiah says, how who played the whole thing? It's not that Rav Chizkiah says that even though we the Maisim, when one is saving in Atom Atoy, so the Trumo is effective, the Maisim is effective. So that means that this is the Chalishem Trumo. And if it's Trumo, so the Maisim is also it's also Mizar. So the Chachomim have a keach to be able to care for himself from his own chasishot. Rav Chizkiah doesn't say such a thing. The Chachomim have a keach to be able to care for himself from his own. But the Chachomim have a keach, even though man and the Reitzel per se. So this paper has the Chalishem Trumay to be mafkia the Chalishem Trumay. Mimele, the crop will be hot on the table with the rice and the hot on the table. But it will not be hot on the table on the rice level per se, but it will be hot on the table with the rice because of the fire of the Chachomim. Because the Chachomim will be sacking the blood. So the Akira is not Chala the Isa, according to Rafizdeh. The Akira is Chala the Chalishem. The Chachomim will be killed after the Mafkiya the Chalishem. So with the rice is spoken. Or the Akira is how the Chachomim confer the Chalishem. So let's say, in the case of Trumo, so according to Rav Chizkiah, the Akira is how, in the sense that the Chalishem Trumo is spoken, the Kriya Shem is spoken. In the case of Havlad Mishim, Yachim Umirishim, Umirishim Mamzer, and according to Rav Chizkiah, it means that Havlad Mishim is Mutam Mamzeret, how can he marry Mamzeret? If the rice is not a mamzer, the answer is the Chachomim have the keach to give him a chalisha mamzer, even though with the rice he is not a mamzer, but if the Chachomim are misakim and they declare that with the rice he should have a chalisha mamzer, so he acquires a chalisha mamzer with the rice. According to Rav Chizkiah, not according to Rav Chizkiah, no smarish. And we pass quite a no smarish. So they should say, they are recording because. Die Hälfte der Welt in die Höhe Recht, Fragen oder in die Matur, und mit mehr Leben kommt man jetzt aufs Nuss, und die Bier mal ich mal nehmen, aber ich sage, die und Bier schon duschen, war die und man da, aber wo ich schon habe, die ich stehe, aber ich habe mich nicht mehr, 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 so in other words, he expressed it to me, a difficulty, if now we better have free, so we should now we have lost back issue, Rav Nos Marish here, so Chachomim have no keach to be mafkia Chalishem, or to confer Chalishem. They have no keach, even if there is an important reason, Lashishyot, but they ought to do it, they still don't have that keach. So we understand this why Rabbine inquired from Ravashe, how can the Chachamim Abikea to be Makia Bikdusha be? But according to what it seems, that Rabbine is Tomeya, even Alude the Rabbine, Alude the Rabbine, there is no difficulty. Just that the Chachamim were able to be Makia, the Kriyashet of Trumo, and the Kraft, and the Peres. So Alude, they should be able to be Makia, Bikdusha be at all. So why would they ask him to be like that? The priest said, "I feel my Lord Mishalab, I wish you had come back to the Lord anyway. How many people into the Chaldeans are by into Mishalab? The other one did it. I will enter the Chaldeans in Kodesh and see the B.A. And then the Chachamim said, then the B.A. to be a snooze. So with the fires of the Chachamim, it will turn out that it didn't have any and be a snooze. So how is that possible? So Mishale Shabun Abun was in a Zuz, they can do it. The Chachomim have a Keach. The Chachomim have a Keach to be Makia, even if it results in a Zuz. Now, in this Gemara, so it's on the basis of Tnai, in the Gemara in Bobasa, I think it's the same thing in Bobasa, they will not be Kaddish out of the Chachomim, because we see what kind of a Chachomim is. He forced her to say Reitzani. So maybe we cannot say that this type of a person is Mikadeh Aldas Chachomim. So the day of Jesus says in Golgotha, it's not on the basis of Tnai, but because we mock it Jewish Tam Hogum. So even Alim and the Rabbi Nosson Barali is here, so the Chachomim and the Keach to be Makir the Chalashem, or to confer the Chalashem. In other words, so there too, since he is also showing the Hebrew. So Jesus says, if my will is a Muslim Arachi, we talk for a Muslim Arachi, that they can't be a Chachomim like a Muslim Arachi, to be Makia Chalashem or to confer Chalashem. But the Mokim Shilish Dan Bogum is yes, they are a Chachomim like a Muslim Arachi in the sense of being Makhi something in a Dereinze category, or being Makia Chalashem. So, over there, so it's a Dan Bogum. What does Dan Bogum mean? In other words, Let's say, Mes Mitzvah, Ishtetam. So, the Gemara asks the Kashi, the woman, according to Rabbi Nevaro Eishir, that Enkel Atachom Lakadol Natele, so why do you say that Ishtetam, so the husband, who is the king, is allowed to be Mitamit or the Ishtetam, according to Rabbi Nevaro Eishir, understand? Because, on account of the fact that because the Chachomim were misakir that an Ishtik Tano who is not his wife in the Raisa, only his wife in the Rabon, if she dies, the husband, the Kehen, is allowed to be Mitame. But there is Israel. The Raisa allowed the Raisa of being Mitame, except the Shisha Kehen Mamun of the Kehen, and Sheva is Rishke, but she is not Sheva in the Raisa, she is only Sheva in the Rabon, because yes, Sheva Chachomim Lachadol Natele. Mashiach came, but the question is, according to Ramos Marenshi, the thing here that was on the table, so why is the husband allowed to be the family to reach the Tano? So you want to say, because since he asks her, Ramachosi, not her relatives, not her father, not her brother, not her relatives, so in Mele, her relatives will take a reduced interest in her. They won't care for her so much. That's all they all say. She has a husband. The husband inherits her whole estate. Let him be the tattoo with her. Why should we be the tattoo with her? So because of that, she has a bit of in a mitzvah. But she is not really in a mitzvah. Because by definition, in a mitzvah, in the Aichet, is that kind of a mess who has no mitzvah. But Eve, when one will scream for help, so then certain Jews will volunteer to attend to the burial of the deceased, then it's not necessary. But, and this woman is only daily necessary. But since she is daily necessary, so she partakes of the shemesh mitzvah with the Isaac. But she is not a full mitzvah with the Isaac. So if it's daily to a certain halachah, so then the Chachomim of the Keach to be machmis, this is Yoktano in the category of the thing. So in other words, even according to the Nosim Areshe, the Peiki Adach from Lachadol Natele, but if the Dobor Adele, if he partakes of the attributes of a certain category, even though he doesn't conform fully to the attributes of a certain category on the highest level, but if it is daily, if he partakes of the attributes, like this Ishtikana, she partakes of the attributes of the Mesnitze, she is not a full Mesnitze, because she still has the tablet, but she partakes, there is a semblance to the Mesnitze in the Raisa. So if, as long as the Ishtikana has a semblance to the Mesnitze in the Raisa, so the Chachonim have the care to be machnis the Ishtikana in the category of the Mesnitze. So again, the Akira here is on the basis of the Halishem. So this is what Isa says in connection with the Morning Sufi, in the Bomb of Confuse, and the Morning of Gaskar Ahmed Des. Even though the Chachamim couldn't be Makia, the Yishevia on the basis of Tnai, because this kind of a person is not the Kabul Shalvas Chachamim, we see that he doesn't care for the Chachamim. He's a brute. He used violence in obtaining her consent. But the Chachamim was still Makia the Yishi, because since he's no Adene, suppose she wouldn't say Reitzan. So then the Krishna in the Reitzalat, without any half-quest vision by the Chachamim, would be more involved, because vision requires our vision. But at the Reitzal level, it's not considered alcohol. Why not? Because as a result of the violence that he meted out against the woman, he hit her, threatened her, he tied her hands and feet. So because of that, she said, Reitzal, I want to be your wife. So we say, on the Reitzal level, Agavut se gono romachet. True, Agavut se gono romachet. But God's not gave the reason. So the male partakes of the element of that. But it's not considered on the Reitzal level per se as Balkor. But since it's daily to Balkor, so the male even of Moshe Mareishe is made as a Chachamim and the Kea Hakira to be Machlis in the category of Balkor. And if it's the category of Balkor, so the male the Krishna is doing well. Mashenke here, it's not in the Varadene. So the reason as to why the Chachamim are able to be Machia the Yushi, because Kodim Kaddish was like the Rabbanim Kaddish, so it's Krishna. All right, now. We still have to discuss the Shite of the Agude. Almost be a Machre, and also the Machrekes between the Gecher and the Shlokish in Yerushalme, Per Zayim Shorze, and also in Dushin Per Koeime, where the Unse Kimam Yobi, the Unse Dwoikam. In other words, that should not be confused. That should not be confused with the Shire, where the Yeshin is Bidit Norim. Even though some of the Shemin seems that the great one or the other, all right, the Shemin have a right to say it, because they have an explanation. But we have no right to confuse one with the other. In other words, the Shire here in the Morning Survey is regarding a case where the T'nai was fulfilled, but it was fulfilled daily, not voluntarily. In other words, the husband stipulated the T'nai, if I don't come within 30 days, back to the and he didn't come within 30 days. So the T'nai was fulfilled, but he wanted to come, except something happened. He became very sick, he was confined to bed, so he wasn't able. So the reason as to why he fulfilled the T'nai is against his will. So there, so he actually changes in what? First notion. That the first notion that anything that ain't by anything, in second notion, yeish by anything, but on the answer of it, certainly that is yeish by anything. So only Shire is only the Rabbono, it's yeish by anything, sorry, anything. For the Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and the Shlokish is in regard to something else. Rabbi Yechon and the Shlokish in Pericorino and Vishin and Mishorze and Vitin have reference to this kind of a case. Suppose if the Kuli is the Kaddish and Misha, and he says, Hariyat Yikudeshes me, in your Shalom, which is good noise, that's all right, but one, each one of the noise is enough. And he says, Hariyat Yikudeshes me, in, an amazing of the sciences, in an amazing of the sciences, so the Mele, and then he wanted to be the sciences, but he was prevented, or, Harry, the Yerushalmi mentions it all about. Harry, I'm gracious, we, Iman King says, oh, to take one again. If the Nisuin will take place, I encourage you on the condition that the Nisuin will take place within 30 days from now. Not within 12 months, as it is normal, as usual, but only if the Nisuin will take place within 30 days from now. 30 days from now. And then he wanted to be king himself in the 30 days. He wanted to give up his angels. But something happened, let's go back to the king, but he said he couldn't give himself. So Shloki says, Unsekimandor, in view of the fact that he wanted to be the kind of knight, but because of the lameness, beyond his control, he wasn't the kind of knight, so it's considered as if he wasn't the kind of knight. Shloki says, Unsekimandor, the Shah, in Sinach of Dawah of Hashemishte, discusses this Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, the Shah in Sinach of Dawah. Anyway, so this Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish should not be equated with the two Mishenes Yangsun, because the two Mishenes Yangsun is a reference to the opposite of the case of Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish. The two Mishenes are in Xunes a reference to the case where the Nai was his time. But it was his kind against his will. The machlokes between Rabbi Yechon Rishlokis and Rathnes became just the reverse. Where the Tnai was not his kind, but he wanted to be his kind. But he wasn't able. So it's two separate questions. We do find some regime equate this machlokes with that machlokes, but it's very strange, it's very difficult. We should not equate one with the other. So those regime who do mention this machlokes in conjunction with the Shailen Gemara Mesugas has to be explained. This is the same thing. Alright. And then, we should be ready on the Sugi of Yor Variyavi and on the Tinsvets of the Yiddish Redemption.
Last Sunday share? To be quite honest, I don't know if I... Oh, you want me to vote share from last Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, do you want me to vote? Number 10. Today was 11. So Friday was, Thursday was number 10. Tuesday was number 9. I have Sundays here. This is the beginning of Mikvah number 8 and the end of Mikvah number 8. Okay, that's in the middle of this, and this is also the end of Mikvah number 7. Now, Mikvah number 8, number 9. That I don't know if I have it. I don't know where it is. It's probably in my room. I'll have to look for it. I'll let you know. I'll give it to you. Yeah.
Do you live here on Yeshiva?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be here tonight in case I get a chance to listen to it.
Shur, Yud Bez, and Suvos.